This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer in New Orleans, where we're remembering Hurricane Katrina's nearby landfall, August 29, 2005. The later levee failures flooded at least 80% of the city and caused the loss of over 1,800 lives. For the next 2 hours, we'll listen back to music and voices that express the disaster's impact, including interviews in the flood's wake with musical heroes Alan Toussaint and Irma Thomas. We'll also get a current assessment of the city and region's progress from new New Orleanian, the comedian Harry Shearer.
New Orleans isn't fixed, but New Orleans isn't Disney-fied. I think the real cultural question that was on the table for the last 10 years was, is it going to still be New Orleans? Or was it going to be some fake, manufactured, replicated version of itself?
Let's begin with the start of our first radio program after the flood, September 7, 2005. Alan Toussaint is at the piano, playing our theme in the minor key, and my mental compass is spinning between despair and hope on American Roots.
Now got the wind. stand up and knock at the door. Cry, brother Nora, can't you take a more? Knock right, no, no, you're full of sin. God got the key and you can't get in. Listen, how's it raining? Will you listen? How's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? All day, all night, all night, all day. Just listen, how's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? Just listen, how's it raining? Some moaning, some groaning, some groaning, some praying. Well, oh, didn't it rain, children? Rain on my lawn. Didn't it, oh, on my lawn? Didn't it rain? The north and to the south and to the east and to the west, all day, all night, all day. Just listen, how it's raining. Just listen, how it's raining. Oh, listen, how it's raining. Some praying, some crying, some running, some moaning. Will you listen? Has raining, just listen, has raining, just listen, has raining. Didn't it rain, children? Rain on my Lord. I did not, didn't it hold on my Lord. Didn't it rain, 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 rain.
The late great Mahalia Jackson, back by Mildred Falls with the Old Testament Tale of the Flood. Mahalia from the uptown New Orleans Black Pearl neighborhood, her music long a source of comfort and inspiration in times of trouble. Before that, Randy Newman's Louisiana 1927, the poignant solo piano version of the song originally written for his 1972 concept album, Good Old Boys. Alan Toussaint is one of the great cultural citizens who emerged after Katrina's flood. Here's our conversation from September 2005. We spoke just before the first major fundraising concert, Big Apple for the Big Easy, at Madison Square Garden.
I, like many others maybe, I thought I could weather the storm, having weathered all of them since I've been in New Orleans, which is all of my life. The day before the hurricane hit, I checked into the Astor Hotel on Canal Street. I thought it would be okay, and after the storm passed the first day, it seemed okay, just a little water in the gutter. But when they had the breach in the levee and the water began to rise, it was inevitable that I wouldn't be going back home as usual. So I walked around the corner to the Monteleone, where it was dry, and most of the quarter was dry. And I purchased a bus ticket in the lobby of the Monteleone Hotel, where there were to be buses coming over to take people to Houston. However, after 4 hours, no buses came. But I saw a friend of mine, Leonard Lucas, who was walking up and down the street, and he had a chartered school bus that was going to the Baton Rouge area. So I boarded the bus to Baton Rouge, and there I spent the night in the airport, and at 5:55 in the morning, I boarded a continental flight to New York.
Last train a running between the water with the power line. Last train a running around the hill. Last train a leaving on the quarter hour time. Last chance to get your last thrill.
You left quickly. You'd been at a hotel. What kind of belongings were you able to scrape together to get out of town with?
Hardly anything, because I was planning on going back the next morning and taking the boards down. So I took some CDRWs, because every day I write at the piano and I put things in the computer, and in the event that I would run into a computer in the hotel center or something. And I took my videotapes. I have old home movies that I've taken since my parents were alive, and I always take them. And a second shirt to wear, because I thought I'd change shirts in the morning and be okay. So that's all that I took. So everything else was at the mercy of our arch enemy lady, Katrina.
Tell me where you live in New Orleans and what happened to your home and studio.
I live on Fry Place, which is near the fairgrounds where the jazz festival is every year. My home, the bottom floor of my house, had 7 or 8 feet of water. So everything in my room where I do my editing and writing and arranging and all of the musical things that I do in that room, it's all gone.
In that room, I assume, is at least one piano.
Oh, yes, my Steinway. My Steinway is the most important thing there, and then everything that surrounds it, like synthesizers, recording equipment, and it's all gone. Yes. Sorry to say, but the spirit didn't drown.
It's a long, long swim, and the water's deep. To reality, it's hard to reach. It's a long,
I know you must feel some enormous sense of sadness and loss. I mean, I think everyone does in one way or another, even if it's just the loss of the life that we knew.
I think I care more about the city than my own material losses. My most personal possession is life and health, and maybe I'm running a close second, my family and friends. And those things seem to be fine, and I mean because we're alive and well. But as for my personal losses, I have thought about those things for a moment, but I immediately begin thinking how exciting it's going to be to rebuild, replace. Maybe some things don't need to be replaced, but to rebuild life there, bigger and better than ever before, and it will be. And I'm so glad that I was in New Orleans to witness this great event.
Of the city. We've had yellow fever, we've had floods, we've had fires, and of course the long history of slavery and indentured servitude for the Europeans. But out of these pains, it seems to me, that an enormous amount of creativity and pleasure has also emerged as something that wasn't planned for, but that human beings undertook.
And you're right. If we've been through all of that, of course we can handle this.
Did you ever consider that you might live someplace else? So many great artists from New Orleans have left and lived elsewhere long before this flood. Have you ever thought that before? Or do you ever consider it now?
I have never thought about living anywhere for 2 seconds, and I won't be thinking that way tomorrow either. I will be living in New Orleans forever.
Freedom for the stallion. Freedom for the mare and a goat. Freedom for the baby child who has not grown old enough to vote. Lord, have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you?
So do you think that new music and new ideas will come out of this? Will New Orleans be a new kind of creative place?
If not a new kind of creative place, it will continue to be creative as it has been in the past, because that which makes New Orleans New Orleans, it would be terribly hard to lose that, because it's all about the spirit and the heart and soul of it.
Some sing a glad song while others got to mourn the blues, trying to make the best of a home that the man didn't even choose.
Can you imagine songs of yours or others that might come out of this flood in the future that you would even think about topically or as a tone?
Oh, yes. I've been inspired even by this. I would like to say balance an act of tragedy and kindness. but nothing complete yet because I've been so busy doing benefits and various things in New York. But yes, I've had loads of inspiration since the hurricane.
Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And due respect of the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can, I know we can, can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes we can, I know we can, can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty. Yes we can, I know we can, can.
Take care of the children of the world. They're our strongest hope for the future. The little bit of boys and girls, and make this land a better land, and the world in the which we live, and help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can. I know we can, can. Yes we can, can. Oh, why can't we if we want it? Yes we can, can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes we can, I know we can, can. Yes we can, great gosh almighty. Yes we can, I know we can, can.
Alan Toussaint, Yes We Can, written for the singer Lee Dorsey in 1970, and later a hit for the Pointer Sisters. It became a muscular, funky soundtrack for Katrina flood recovery on Nunsuch Records' fundraiser CD, Our New Orleans, 2005. That recording built a lot of homes in the Ninth Ward's Musicians Village. Alan Toussaint would later say that the city had been strengthened by the Katrina flood, that it was a baptism and a resurrection for New Orleans. Conversation with Toussaint's old friend and co-creator, Soul Queen Irma Thomas, when American Roots returns.